I remember telling you, delay is not denial. Delay is not what? Derailment. Derail. Delay is not what? Disappointment. Delay is not despair. Delay is not despondency. Delay is not what? What else? Whatever, okay? And I told you, right? I told you the season of acceleration is coming, and the season of restoration. Restoration, the season of restitution, whatever we have lost, and then the season of rebuilding. God is rebuilding not only the church, He's also rebuilding every one of us, right? And I told you, in order for this seasons to unfold effectively in each one of our lives, I told you the Lord told me to tell the people to do four things. How many of you remember the four things? You don't remember? Never mind, okay? So can I remind you? Number one, spend time in the presence of God. Spend time in the presence of God. Whether you read the word or just pray, spend time in the presence of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "For the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Kemerdekaan, liberty, freedom." Okay? And then I also told you, trust God like never before. Trust God like never before. Can somebody say amen, please? Miracles are meant to take place when the going gets tough. Can somebody say amen, please? Miracles are now meant for convenience. Okay? And I told you, trust God like never before. It's like Psalm 60, verse 11 and 12. Lord, give us help from trouble. Everybody say trouble. The trouble of anxiety, the trouble of fear, the trouble of worries, the trouble of famine of job, the famine of finance. Okay, give us trouble, for the help of man is proven to be useless. Right or wrong? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Otherwise, this pandemic would have come to an end within a short time. Okay? And then look at the next verse. I like the next verse. I want you to hear this. You know? It says here, look at the next verse. Through God, we will do what? Everybody say what? Victoriously. Through God, we will do valiantly, victoriously. For it is He who treads down our enemy. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then number three, I told you, you need to expect a great harvest. Say great harvest. That's right. Great harvest. Remember Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 35, He said, do not say, yet four more months, then comes harvest. Lift up your eyes and see the harvest is already white for harvest. Isn't that wonderful? Not too long ago, last week, I think they will show you the video in time to come. We baptized people who came out from Taoist background, Buddhist background. We baptized them. And then, not too long ago, a couple of days ago, there were 40 Bahasa Malaysia speaking people were baptized. Glory to God. And then not only that, Orang Aslis in Slim River were also baptized. What are all the signs? The signs are greater harvest. We need to expect greater harvest, right? Our family members will be saved. Our neighbors will be saved. Our working colleagues will be saved. How many believe that? Say amen, please. Okay? And then I also said, number four, while the seasons are unfolding, number four, I said, learn to lean on the Holy Spirit. Okay? Okay? Learn to lean on the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:12 says, wrong scripture, 5:16, I think. Can you give me 5:16? Okay, that's okay. Be led by the Spirit of God, that you will not be fulfilling the lust of the flesh. That's right. I say, walk in the Spirit. Everybody say, walk in the Spirit. Okay, now what it means to walk in the spirit, when you're angry, don't be angry. When you want to hate people, don't hate people. When you're sad, don't be sad, be joyful. And when you cannot control, you know, that these are the 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are you here with me? There's coming a day that God wants to use every one of us. Every one of us for the extension of the kingdom of God. Every one of us, both great and small, God wants to use us in healing. You know, I just heard a testimony. Someone said, Pastor, you remember you prayed over the phone and I'm completely healed. Wow, I was thinking, if phone can have so much of power, can how powerful it's going to be when we look at people and start praying for people. Right? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Don't say, oh, ow, but do it, please. Okay, I'm just sorry. Don't just amen me and don't do it, okay? That's very clever, church. Amen, Pastor, amen. After, go home and do your own things. Okay? And the younger fellows, oh, ah, woo. Then, oh, woo, ah, and don't do your own things. Okay, I'm going to just pick one aspect. Okay? You know we don't get to preach every week because we are training the second level guys. They're doing very well. How many of you would say amen to that? Amen. They're doing very well, okay? They will live longer than us, so better get them to get the church to move, okay? You know what? I'm just going to pick up one aspect of it. Trust God like never before. Turn to your neighbor and say, trust God like never before. Hallelujah. So my text today is going to be taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 5 to 8. Now, you will see what happens when we trust our strength. Many of us trust our strength. Okay, really. And also we trust people. People are not worthy to be trusted. Only God is worthy to be trusted. People are worthy to be respected, loved, and honored. But God alone holds the absolute power for trust and trustworthiness. How many believe that's amen? I say this through my experience as a pastor, as a believer too. Okay? Let's look at Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 8. Look at this. Are you with me? If you're with me, just wave your hand, please. I don't know whether you're smiling or whether you're angry or whether you're mumbling something. Okay? Okay. All faced mask. Mask. Maskara. What? Maskara, right? Huh? No. Put mask, what do you say? Maskara, okay. Okay, Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 5 to 8. Thus says the Lord. Okay? Thus says the Lord. Like a prophecy. Thus says the Lord. Cursed is a man who trusts in men. What is cursed? Twisted. Twisted. Okay? Cursed is a man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength. I can do it. You know, my clever mind, my clever judgment, my clever preaching. Okay? And it goes on to say, whose heart departs from the Lord. Okay? And then, for he shall be, look at the result, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert. Shrub in the desert. And shall not see when good comes. Will not see when good comes. Because nothing good can come out when you put our trust in man and put our trust in flesh. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Can somebody say amen, please? Do you remember the scripture, Proverbs 14:12? There seems a way that's right to man. Head to toe, right to man. But eventually it brings destruction. Okay, let me move on. Then he goes on to say, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Everybody say this, I trust in the Lord. Come on, send me in. I trust in the Lord. That's right. I know he's keeping quiet. Okay, when you talk, you can hear or no? You know how the things talk? Now look at me, please. As soon as you said this, I trust the Lord, you're already blessed. You're already blessed, my friends. Your blessings are waiting. And it says here, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Okay, not only today, but tomorrow. Hope, trust in the Lord. And then, for he'll be, look at this, I like this. For he will be like a tree. Look at this. Why, he'll be like a tree planted by waters. You know, I do a lot of visitation. You know what people who really trust the Lord say? Pastor, it is during this pandemic I've seen a breakthrough. It is during this pandemic I've seen my business grow. But that's not the language of the world. The language of the world is not the language of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, talk to me, please. And then it says here, he will be like a tree planted by the waters. This is not mineral water. This is water from heaven, which spreads its root out to the river of God. Every one of us are trees planted by the Lord. Go back and read Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 7. And it goes on to say, and will not fear when the heat comes, the heat of the pandemic, the heat of famine, the heat of drought. Will not. When job goes away, another job is waiting for you. When finances are deprived, more is coming. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Will not fear, but its leaf will be green. Everybody say green. Hallelujah. And will not be anxious of the year of drought in the troubles that are coming, nor will yield to cease, will cease to yield fruit. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I entitle the short message for the next probably less than half an hour, Trusting God. You know, I'm Trusting God half an hour. I entitle this message, Trusting God in Challenging Times. Trusting God in our difficult time. Hallelujah. That's a challenge of every child of God. Trusting God in difficult time. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Are you here with me? You know, faith is not meant for when everything is going fine. Faith is meant for difficult time. A faith that's not tested is not a faith that's worthy. Are you here with me? So if you're going through a difficult time, those who are watching online and those who are physical, come on, take heart. Count it out joy, because your faith will not falter you. Your faith will not offend you. Your faith will not fail you. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Faith is a privilege of every child of God. Faith in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Faith, trusting God in difficult time. Romans the fourth chapter, verse 18, 19, and 20. Look at the scripture. Who contrary to hope, in other words, hope against hope, hope against hopelessness. So Abraham believed God so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. So shall, according to what has been spoken here in the Bible, it's spoken. Okay, your job is to believe. And look at the next verse. Verse 19. Not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, already in pandemic, already in endemic, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Look at the next verse, verse 20. And I like this. He did not waver. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith by giving God the glory. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Trusting God in difficult times. You know, friends, the Bible tells us in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. And we call this the hymn of faith. Trusting God in difficult times. Look at this. Though the fig tree does not blossom, though there's no fruit or wine in grapes in the wine, though the labor of the olive has failed and the field yields no fruit, and the labor of the olive fail and the eel fields no yield. No food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stall. Look at this. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, because salvation is adversity proof. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. And then he goes on to say, when I exercise my faith in adversity, what happens? The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet the feet of our lives. He will make my feet like a deer's feet. And he'll make me walk on high hills. What is high hills? From breakthrough to breakthrough. From healing to healing. From deliverance to deliverance. From victory to victory. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Is that wonderful? Very quickly, what is the purpose of this message? At the end of the day, what can I take back? You know, friends, look at me. Faith attracts God. Seriously. Turn to your neighbor and say, seriously. And faith does not only attract God towards you, but faith is adversity proof. Are you here with me? People who shipwreck their faith are people who are not founded in the Word of God. Those who are founded in the Word of God, there's nothing can wreck their faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's talking about me. That's right. Every Calvary guy has got the Word. Someone said from the other church, if I want to hear a message, I must go to Calvary. Because those guys preach the Word. All the young fellas, okay? The older fellas, we have been preaching the Word. Anyway, are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, are you here with me? Faith attracts. God is attracted to your faith, or faith attracts God. The first thing that God will look in your life is not your need, is not your impossibility, it's not the blockages that you go through. The first thing that God will see in you is your faith in Him. That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians 3:17, let Christ dwell in our hearts through faith. Not through knowledge, not through theology, but through faith. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? That's why Jesus said in John, are you with me? Come on. I'm a faith builder. Why am I a faith builder? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a man of faith. Okay, faith looks at the things that cannot be seen. Faith receives the things that cannot be felt. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll explain my statement. You know, friends, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6 says this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Pukanan, Mandarin, impossible. Pukanan. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe he is and is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Faith rewards you. Faith rewards you. I believe, even though my senses tells me it's not going to work, but my spirit man says it's going to work. I believe. Wasyangsin, I believe. Nan Nambugrin, Saya Prachaya. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Those online, get ready for your miracles too. And friends, you know what? Jesus went into a funeral house. We bring condolence into funeral houses, right? Can we extend condolence, right? Okay, but Jesus did not extend condolence to Mary and Martha. Even though Mary and Martha said, if you had been with us in the 5 days ago, these things would not happen. And Jesus did not go to them and said, my heartfelt condolence to you upon the demise of your beloved brother. He didn't bring condolence. He brought, what do you think he brought? He brought life. John, the 11th chapter, verse 40, Jesus said this to Martha. Martha, didn't I tell you, Martha? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. If you believe, you will see the greater blessings of God. You will see the greater anointing of God. You will see the greater presence of God. That's the glory of God. Can you believe? Come on, can you believe? Don't get sucked into the circumstances and situations that you're in. Don't get sucked into the things the world will throw at you. Come on, get sucked and saturated into the Word of God that you and I can become men and women of faith. Put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? You know, friends, what happened to you? Derek, you went to the back. Huh? Oh, took picture. Do you want to sleep at the... Oh, sorry. Sorry, brother. You know, friends, Smith Wigglesworth. How many of you know Smith Wigglesworth? Okay, very few of you. Read these books. Google Smith Wigglesworth. You know what he said? A man of faith. He said, when you have faith, when you have faith, the Lord will come 1,000 miles away from 1,000 miles to come and meet your need. Are you here with me? Does it make sense? Come on, don't live in your despair. Can somebody say amen, please? I've got two testimonies. Can I share with you? Then I'll tell you how your faith can be actualized. What are you praying for? What are you asking God for? Nothing wrong, you know? Nothing wrong. We are made for miracles. Kita bukan orang biasa, tapi kita adalah orang yang luar biasa. Okay? Are you here with me? We're not ordinary, we're extraordinary. At this time, we need to know this. Can somebody say amen, please? Okay, isn't that wonderful? Testimony number one. You know, this is a powerful testimony. This is about somebody else. You want to hear now? Those online, you got no choice, okay? But you can switch off if you want. You got no choice here. You know what? This couple, lovely couple. Everybody say lovely couple. I dedicate this testimony to every couple that is married and don't have a child. You know, they prayed. When they got married, one of their desire is they want to give birth to a baby boy first and then a girl and then don't know what else. I'm not sure. Okay. And, you know, they tried first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year. Nothing happened. On the 8th year, God gave a dream to this lady and said, my daughter, you're going to be conceiving. Yeah, exactly on the 10th year, she conceived, and the boy, they conceive a boy. Hallelujah. How many of you know God doesn't lie? God doesn't lie. Your dreams are the reality of God. If you don't have dreams, ask God for dreams. If you don't have vision, ask God for vision. They are the reality of God's prophetic destiny for your life. Everything God speaks to me in dream comes to pass. Are you here with me? Can somebody shout amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Okay, I want to share with you a testimony. I want to share this very humbly. Everybody say humbly. Not bumbly, okay? Now, friends, look at me. I want to give all the glory to God. Focus your attention. I'm a man of faith. My wife knows. My children also knows this. Why I'm a man of faith? Because when I started the ministry, the guy who discipled me for a short while said, Rajan, when you have got need, you don't tell your need to anyone except God. When he told me this, when you tell to God, you know, he will not forget. When you tell to men, they will forget. Okay? And that's how I practiced all throughout. I pioneered the work in Shalom. Then I went to Butterworth, you know. And then from Butterworth, I came here, you know. Butterworth, this is Kaya Worth. Okay? Okay. 30 odd years I've been in Johor Bahru. Cannot believe that. Okay? You know what? For 2 long years, my wife and I, faithful woman, have been praying for a house. My lawyer is here. Dato, he can verify this. Okay? He's really a man of God too. Man of faith. Okay, you know what? He's scratching his back now. Am I? Okay, you know what? We prayed for 2 long years. We sold one of our apartments in Tabrau City. Okay, only one apartment, not one of the apartments, okay? We sold that apartment. You think I'm a developer? And for a season, we were living in another apartment in Luckin. Kristen and Jeff are now there. We sold it for a good price, you know, really. Bought it, I think, 200% profit. When we bought it, it was not so expensive. At the time, the Tesco, Cusco, Cusco didn't come. Jusco, Tesco, Bosco all didn't come that time. You know what? Sold it for a good price. And then we kept the money, let the money multiply. Then my wife and I praying. We prayed for 2 long years. And my wife said this to me, Rajan, she calls me Rajan, the Lord will give us a place in Taman Nongchek. You know what Taman Nongchek is, everybody? Okay. And I said, no, let's go to Plangi. Let's go to Melody's Garden. You know, I'm looking at the price, the money that I have, you know. But she said, no. True enough, 2 years later, we saw two houses. My friend is sitting there, Pastor Boy is the one who came and said, he was a geomancy, you know, feng shui man. And we saw the place, we liked it. Now look at me, please. The house with every legal costing, of course, paperwork you have to do and all that, the house would cost me 750 clean. 750,000. Are you listening? Okay. And I only had 450,000 in my hands. When we saw the house, my wife liked it. We liked it. We brought it to God and we asked the Lord, do you like it too? Yes. We didn't want to buy without consulting God. I tell you why. What God gives you, He pays for it. Okay, what you buy, you end up paying. Okay, so we've learned that. So we felt the peace in our heart. Then, of course, we got in touch with the owner's lawyer. Long story short, my lawyer, of course, is Dr. T. Always has been, you know. And then we signed 10%. And of course, I don't know whether Dr. T. remembers. He said, Pastor, you're paying cash, right? That's the first thing that came out of his mouth. Okay, I know you're not taking a loan. He said that. I don't know how. Maybe he was a prophet at the time, I think. A prophetic anointing on him, I think. And I told him, yes. You know, from that point onwards, my wife and I trusted God. Never told anybody in the church except Pastor Boy and Brother Francis. Of course, Dato doesn't know my condition. I didn't tell him. Okay, I don't want to tell anybody. We want to trust God. You know what? Before the 6 months arrived, here comes a call from Dr. T's office telling me, your house is ready. You have to come and pay the balance 90%. And then the house is yours, after which all the transaction. You know what? When just slightly before the 6 months, miraculously, God supplied, what's the balance I need? I only got 450. How much do I need? 300,000. Miraculously, friends, miraculously, I signed the check and gave it to Dr. T. Are you here with me? God supplied. Put your hands together, give God the glory. I walked into the house with basic furniture, you know. Went into the house. I don't need any furniture, please, okay? Walk into the house with this confidence, He who calls you is faithful and He will do it. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Come on. Come on. That's faith. That's faith. And that's how this church building is going to be built too. Are you here with me? Our building plans are in the final stages. We thank God for the palace being favorable. That's why I ask you to pray for Twanku. Okay? He will continue to be favorable to all the riot. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Okay? Praise God. Very quickly, how can my faith become a reality? That's what you want to know, right? I also want to believe God for this. I want to believe God for this. Don't be greedy, okay? Okay? Now, just believe God. Are you here with me? Believe God for the things that He wants you to have. Not the things that you want to have. Can somebody say amen, please? Are you here with me? And God loves you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God loves me. Okay? Now, three simple steps to the realization of your faith. Whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's the salvation of loved ones, or a breakthrough. Maybe like me, you need to pay up your loans, maybe. Okay, three simple steps. Turn with me, please, to Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 22 to 24. And this is my lifestyle, and I'm preaching this right now. Okay, Mark 11, 22, 24. When I was doing devotion on this, the Lord told me, son, I want to take your faith to the next level. And look at these three steps, and I'm teaching you right now. Absolutely trusting God. Turn to your neighbor and say, absolutely trusting God. These are the seasons where we need to trust God more than before, because things are difficult. Things are difficult. So Jesus, please underline this in your Bible, please. You know, whether you want to study well, you want to excel, you want to get out of your difficulties that you're in, please give me your ears, please. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Jesus responding to Peter in line with what he did the previous day, cursing the fig tree. Okay? How come your curse is so powerful? Jesus did not address the curse, he addressed the blessing. Okay, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Everybody say, have faith in God. I'll explain one by one. Your mind is involved, your mouth is involved, your heart is involved. Okay, now it says you have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed from here and be cast into the sea, and doubts not what he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he desires, right? And goes on to say, whatever he says. And then verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Okay? Three simple steps. Lawrence, are you here, Lawrence? Okay. You need this. Okay, Lawrence? For your company to be revived. Okay? Right. Everybody knows you're running a company with the Prime Minister of Bangladesh. No, huh? Not true, right? Okay, no. Okay. Principle number one. The battlefield of your faith, faith and fear, the battlefield of your faith is your mind. It's your mind. Everybody say mind. When Jesus said, have faith in God, and faith in God, you know what it simply means? It simply means make up your mind to trust God. That's what it means. You know, friends, the first step towards your breakthrough, the first step towards your healing, the first step towards the salvation of a family member is your head. Your head. Make up your mind. Everybody say, make up your mind. You know, it's your mind that comes and causes your faith to be diluted. Now, some of the common phrases that we would use in the face of miracles is, what if God doesn't come through for me? Aku malu. Biya kamu malu supaya kamu sudah percaya. Tuhan akan datang. Are you okay with me? Romans 10:11 says, whoever puts their trust in Jesus, no matter how long it takes, will not be put to shame. Okay, some of the common phrases that you use is, what if it's just presumptuous? What if I'm presumptuous? Are you here with me? That's how the devil comes and does a twist dance with your mind. So therefore, you have to make up your mind that I am going to believe God absolutely. Can you do that? Okay, you know what James says? James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Look at this. It's about your mind. James chapter 1 verses 6 through 8. Is the mic okay? Okay. But let him ask in faith. Not ask in doubt. Not ask in double-mindedness. With no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven by the wind. Zoom, zoom. Good for surfing. When you have that kind of a mindset, the devil serves on you. No need to go to Bali. Okay? Your mind is good enough. Zoom! Zoom! Okay? Now, you know what? For let not that man, any of this man, let not that man or woman, when Bible says man, it means both, mankind, let not that man suppose that he would receive anything from the Lord. Habbe isn't kao. Huh? You will not receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in every of his ways. Are you here with me? So make up your mind. Faith is your choice. Faith is your choice. Jesus said in Mark the 9th chapter verse 23, if you can, jikalau kamu bole, if you can, to them that believes, all things are possible. You choose either to believe or you choose not to believe. So faith is a privilege of every born-again Christian. Are you here with me? When you choose to believe, things are going to happen. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Can you make up your mind? Come on, can you make up your mind? Come on, don't worry about what happened yesterday. Don't worry about what happened last year. Don't worry about how long you've been praying. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. You need to choose to believe. It's a choice. Everybody say choice. All you need to know that you have got support system to your choice. And the support system to your choice is not your friends. It's not your father and mother. Your support system is the promises of God. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. That's your support system. Come on. Come on. Come on. When we were praying for the 300,000, the promise God gave was this. You know what's the promise? My God, not my God, okay? You know, oh my God, that's bad language. My God will supply all your needs, not according to your needs, but according to his riches in glory. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. We held on to that promise. My wife doesn't speak much, but she prays much. We prayed. We trusted God. We reactivated our family altar. You know why? Because I told myself it's too late to apply for loan. When Dato's papers are all ready, Dato trusts me very much. Next to God, he trusts me. Yeah, he trusts me, you know, really. This guy respects me too. You know what? I don't want to stumble Dato. After I go there and tell him, I say, why don't you tell me earlier? He will talk like that. No. I said, no, but the Lord said, I will provide. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Your faith is not about to fail. Your faith is about to promote you. Make a choice to believe God. And that's an antidote to the unbelief. Glory to God. Number 2, verse 23. Number 1, the battlefield of your faith is what? Your mind, right? Number 2, the defaulter. The defaulter, you know what's defaulter? The one who nullifies, right? The defaulter of your faith is your mouth. Yeah. Our mouth says one thing and our heart says another thing. Huh? Come on. Our mouth says, we're going to trust God, but your heart says, go and take Panadol. Which is all right. No, Panadol is the invention of God too, okay? Okay. Doctors are not evil, okay? They also need to find a living, okay? Doctors, all the doctors watching. The defaulter of your faith is your mouth. Your mouth can say one thing and your heart can say another thing. When your mouth is not synchronized with your heart, your faith gets defaulted. Your faith gets nullified. Your faith gets shipwrecked. Can somebody say ouch? Amen. Amen. You know, friends, you know, faith has got a spirit. You know, not evil spirit, okay? Faith has got a spirit. As your mind got a spirit, you know that? Ephesians 4:23 says what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Faith has got a spirit. You know what's the spirit of faith? Come on, look at me. It says here, verse 23, what does it say? How many of you know Mark 11:23? If you say to the mountain, be removed from here to there, and doubt not what you say will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Look at that. Come on. Are you here with me? Okay. God's word in your mouth is as powerful as God's word in his mouth. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Come on. Somebody shout amen, please. And you know what? Let's look at the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. You know what's the spirit of faith? It says here, and since, look at the scripture on the screen, and since we have the same spirit of faith, what is the same spirit of faith? According to what is written, I believe, therefore I, wo xiang xin and wo chang. Saya percaya dan saya bicara. Nan nambugrin, nan pesugrin. Okay, I don't know how to talk in any other language. And if I learn Hindi, maybe. Bolna. Bolna. Bol. Right, bol. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on. He will give. Your mind makes up. Your mind makes up your decision to trust God. And your mouth gives power to your faith. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he who believes in it will eat the fruit of it. Come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus glory. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Your mind gets synergized with your mouth. Get synergized with your mouth. And that's what happened. You know, Paul tells us this is a powerful principle. You know, Paul says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Okay, sorry. No. Please don't show me the scripture. Okay? Number one, the battleground of your faith is your mind. Number two, the defaulter of your faith is your mouth. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Are your parents okay? Okay. Are they watching? Sure. David? Sure. Cynthia? Or cooking? Okay. Number three. And I'm going to close with this. Worship team, can you come without disturbing anybody? You know, verse 24. Now listen. You need to listen first. Sit down. Listen first. After your miracles will be halfway, okay? The third baby step to your big miracle is verse 24. Jesus said, whatever things you ask, pray, believe, receive them, and then you will have it. You know what, friends? I like to say this. Don't play the fool with your heart. You know what? Your heart is the seedbed for all your miracle expectation. Your heart is the seedbed for all your miracle expectation. It's where the miracle begins to nurture. It's where the miracle begins to be birthed. That's where the miracle is conceived. Can somebody say amen, please? When your mind synchronizes with your mouth, your heart automatically yields to your confession. And there takes place a conception of your miracle. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Paul calls this Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Paul says this, call into existence those things that were not as though they were. When God said, look at me, when God said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, let there be light. He didn't take the light from some obscurity. He already had the picture of light in his heart. Remember Elijah. I want to give you the scripture. 1 Kings 18:41. Come on, everybody look at me. 1 Kings 18:41. It is not yet raining. Belum hujan lagi. But there's already a prophecy. 3 years, 6 months later, the Lord is going to bring rain. You know, friends, that's a kickstart for your miracle. The promises of God. And you know what Elijah said? Looked at Ahab. Looked at the servant. And he said, I hear the sound of the rain. Come on. Every miracle has got a resounding sound of the supernatural in your heart before it becomes a reality. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's right. Whatever things you desire, pray, believe, receive them. The power of imagination of God's promise. And then, di waktu dan musim Tuhan, kamu akan menerima itu mujizat yang kamu menanti-nanti sudah. Mari kita beri tepuk tangan kepada Tuhan. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Stand to your feet. Let's get ready for a miracle. I'm going to serve this communion. you know, for your miracles. Stand to your feet. I want you to just lift up your hands wherever you are. I want you to just tell the Lord. He already knows, my friend. Why do we tell the Lord then? Are we wasting our time? No. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, even before we pray, God knows our need. Then why do we pray? It's a miracle. Come on, it's a faith declaration. It's a faith declaration. When you declare your prayer, which God already knows, your faith is synchronized with the faith of God to be exploded into a relevant miracle. Come on, lift up your hands to Jesus, wherever you are, all over this place. Thank you, Lord. Come on, musicians. Don't give me a song yet. I want to pray for them first. Thank you, Jesus. Just give me music. No song. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to pray for you. I want to trust God for your miracle. When I prepared this message, God gave me this message before the Chinese New Year. Thank God. Chinese New Year was a distraction. But it doesn't matter. It's a good celebration. Why are you laughing? Huh? It's a celebration. What? Lift up your hands, please. All over this place. What's your miracle? What's your miracle? Make up your mind, number one. Lord, I choose to believe. Heavens are rejoicing together with you. When you say the word, I choose to believe. And I want you to confess. Open your mouth and confess that miracle. Lord, I speak to that mountain, whatever. I tell that mountain to be removed. I tell the sickness to be healed. I tell the family relationship to be healed. I tell the finances to be healed. Speak it out. Okay? Your mind synchronized with your mouth. And then I want you to picture that miracle with the eyes of your spirit in your heart. Come on, picture. For this day, the Lord will have this done to you. I'm bringing a season of acceleration. First of all, in your prayer. I'm bringing a season of rebuilding. That which you need to rebuild. A season of restoration and restitution. Apa yang kamu sudah hilang, Tuhan akan ganti rugi. Lift up your hands and just worship the Lord. Come on. Thank you, dear Father. Jesus, God of glory. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who's watching or here in this congregation, your heart is far away from God, or you don't know Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity to get to know Him. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer of invitation, inviting Jesus to come into your heart. If you're that person, say this together with me. You feel God is far away from you? No. You have gone away from God. God doesn't leave you. Why? His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. Say this prayer together with me, my friend. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. From today onwards, I declare, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. I love you. I come back to you. I want to serve you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the miracles. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.